the arts are already in Sharon Springs and the surrounding communities, the need and the interest are already present. The value to individuals, businesses, and tourism seems already established. Clinkhart Hall Arts Center has been working with the community to deliver high-quality, diverse arts programming that will attract a year-round audience from across the region. Now they're working on making a home. To tell us more about the Clinkhart Hall Arts Center, we welcome Vice President John Towson to the roundtable. Good morning. How are you, John?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Very nice to have you on the program. So in some way, shape, and form, maybe not a physical building yet that's ready for you, but this center has been a part of the community for quite a while.
Yes. Well, Clinkhart Hall itself, the historic building from 1885, has been a community center for a very long time. It's been vacant now for about 20 years. But the Arts Center, which was incorporated in 2014, began pretty much right away with offering mostly free programming to the community, including poetry workshops in the high schools, bringing in U.S. poet laureates to do public readings, Shakespeare in the Park, and a number of other events. So in spite of not having a place to call home, to coin a phrase, we are very much part of the community already and very much engaged in working to provide a place that the arts community can call home in Sharon Springs.
Talk a little bit, before we get into some of the details about the building and what you're hoping to do, talk about that arts community, because it always has been strong and it continues to be strong.
It continues to be strong. Sharon Springs is, I think, unique in the fact that it's attracted a number of artists over the years, artists and artisans. Without much ado, like some larger places, people have found it a good place to settle, a good place to have studios, a good place to live while they carry on their arts careers in other places. So people have moved from all over, and it's become a real vital community. And they fit in just extremely well with the people who have been there for generations. So it's a unique place, I think, in that regard.
So let us talk about the building itself and what your hopes are for getting that up and running and back to make it what you want it to be.
Well, it's a wonderful building. As you turn off of Route 10 right down Route 20 right down Route 10 into what we call downtown Sharon Springs, the first building you see is this massive two-story brick building, Clinkhart Hall. It's been there, as I said, from 1885 or thereabouts, and has served many purposes. The name Clinkhart Hall comes from the upstairs of the building when it opened as an opera house. Mm-hmm. Downstairs was a hardware store, post office, and some other shops. There was a fire in 1911. That pretty much gutted the building. The outside structure was fine. But after that, the Masons bought the building and restored the upstairs, what had been Clinkhart Hall, the local opera house, as it were, to be their facility. So the arts have kind of come and gone in the Clinkhart Hall building itself. In 1923, the downstairs was renovated to be a silent movie theater. And that was active until the mid-1950s. As I said, it's been empty for a long time. A few years ago, a group of local business people purchased the building, mainly because they didn't want to see it completely neglected and torn down to pave paradise and put up a parking lot. So so the building was purchased, and that group donated it to the Arts Center once the Arts Center was incorporated as a not-for-profit. We have lots of plans. We thought they were pie-in-the-sky plans until we sat down to begin grant writing. And last year, we threw ourselves into the arduous consolidated funding application process for New York State. And on our first time out, we received $720,000 in funding for phase one of restoration of the building. Now, that requires that we raise an additional $380,000, which we're working very hard to do right now. And this is only phase one. This will stabilize the structure, put on a new roof, repair some damage from neglect over the years. Phase two is going to renovate the upstairs and make that a usable space for us. And phase three will renovate the theater downstairs into a state-of-the-art performance area.
What do you think a realistic timeline is for that?
Well, our optimistic timeline, which is different than a realistic timeline,
yes.
But our optimistic timeline is 5 years.
Okay.
Realistic timeline, it could be, you know, 7, 8 years, perhaps even more. But we are working with some local businesses, corporate groups that are interested in seeing this project happen. So we're right now negotiating with them for their support for the project. So we're fairly optimistic about getting this done before I have to be wheeled in a chair and parked in front of my portrait in the lobby. We're hopeful.
So meanwhile, the way that you keep your name out in front of the good people of Sharon Springs and beyond is by doing great programming, which you continue to do, and in fact have a concert coming up this Saturday.
We do indeed. And the Angela Easterling, a rising country artist from Greenville, South Carolina, will be here for a one-night-only performance with her music partner, Brandon Turner. So we're really excited about that. It'll take place in Calibiot Park, public park in downtown Sharon Springs. Tickets are available online at www.clinkart.org/music.
And I want to talk to you about the poetry festival that's coming up in October too. But these are the types of things that you want. When you program, and the hall is up and running, this will be a continuation of the types of things that you program.
Yes, very much so. We also intend to add live theatrical performances, both locally produced and brought in from elsewhere. We have on our board several professional actors and Broadway musicians. So they're very well connected to the performing arts community, and we're looking forward to bringing them in once Clinkert Hall is an up-and-running concern.
Okay, so I mentioned the Poetry Festival. The 2019 Sharon Springs Poetry Festival happens October 18th and 19th. Some blockbuster names. Tell us about what will be going on that weekend.
Okay. It is really an exciting thing. The Poetry Festival was founded just a few years ago by Paul Muldoon, who's an internationally known poet, Pulitzer Prize winner, recipient of the Queen's Gold Medal for Poetry, and former poetry editor of the New Yorker magazine. Paul and his wife, Jean Hampf Korelitz, have a home in Sharon Springs. And between the two of them, I think they know everyone. So Paul can call up friends and say, why don't you come visit in Sharon Springs? And oh, by the way, we have a poetry festival as well. So we've been able to attract a number of former U.S. poet laureates, as well as other very widely recognized poets. And this year we have coming up a really great group. We have Ellen Bass, who's a California-based poet. We have Michael Dickman, Princeton University faculty member and award-winning poet. And we have best-selling novelist and poet Erica Jong. And I usually say, yes, that Erica Jong, because most people don't think of her as a poet.
Right.
But she's
fear of flying.
Fear of flying, indeed. But Erica has been a poet for longer than she's been a novelist. And she's going to be joining us both for a public reading on Friday night on the 17th. Is that the right date? Yes. And she will also be joining Jean Hampf Korelitz for a sit-down conversation on Saturday afternoon at the Roseboro Hotel. So it's really a full weekend of poetry and lectures and readings, as well as the part that most people don't hear about. On Friday morning, all of these poets go to the assembly at Sharon Springs Central School. and other schools, local schools, are invited. They have an assembly, then later in the morning they actually have poetry workshops conducted by the visiting poets for students that have been selected by their teachers. And Paul Muldoon conducts a workshop for the teachers. So this is a major piece of the poetry festival and something that has really been key to generating local support. The students go home, they're quite excited, they tell their parents come with them to the reading on Friday night. So it's been really a great community exercise.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's the 17th through the 19th, the 2019 Sharon Springs Poetry Festival. You can find out more information about that event, as well as all of the great work that is being done to the hall itself, by going to their website, clinkhart.org. Let me spell that for you, K-L-I-N-K-H-A-R-T, clinkhart.org. You can also find a link on our website along with this interview, wamc.org/roundtable. John Townsend is the vice president of the Clinkhart Hall Art Center. John, congratulations. Thank you for the great work you're doing and continue. And I wish you all the luck in the world with making your pie in the sky plan come to fruition.
Well, thanks so much, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great pleasure. Again, you can find out more at clinkhart.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.